96.1 KLPX, Joe Satriani is bringing his G3 tour with Dream Theater's John Petrucci and Def Leppard's Phil Collin to the Fox Theater this upcoming Sunday, January 21st. And I'm going to be talking to him about the show. I think he's calling right now.
Hi there, this is Joe Satriani calling for Beth.
Hi Joe, this is Beth. You know, you started your G3 tour back in 95. It's been going a while. How do you choose all the musicians you want on the tour?
That's really tough. I'm always working on different G3 ideas, you know, years in advance of actually reaching out to the individual players. And then once that starts, we call maybe three or four different groups to see, number one, if they'll play with each other, because sometimes guitar players don't want to play with each other, you know. And then we also try to find out if they're available, if, you know, let's say if they're in a band, someone like John Petrucci, he's quite unique. He's in a band called Dream Theater, but he also has a solo career. Not every guitar player has those two things going, you know. And then finally, we have to actually put together these ideas for G3s, and we have to try to sell the idea to promoters around the world.
So I am curious, since you mentioned that there are, you know, guitarists in the past that won't work together, can you throw out any names, or is that kind of like a faux pas?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I have to be tight-lipped about all that.
Okay, I was just checking. You always have to wonder. It's worth asking, but
sometimes it's pretty. You know, sometimes it's pretty innocent. You know, like someone who plays metal maybe doesn't want to hang out with someone who's an alternative player or a blues player, or, you know, someone who plays classic rock maybe isn't interested in hanging out with someone who plays punk rock. Or, you never know. But, you know, when you go on tour, there's a lot of hanging around and supposed to be great camaraderie.
Now, is there someone you've wanted to have on this tour that you just can't seem to nail down?
Well, sure. You can imagine. I've been asking Eddie Van Halen for years to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've tried to get Jeff Beck to come out. And it would be great, you know, if I could somehow do a G3 that featured some of the players that are the most iconic rock guitar players, you know, like Jimmy Page. Jeff Beck, those players. And sometimes we get lucky and they'll show up. Like just the other night, Neil Sean came out and jammed with us in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And we've had Brian May show up a few times when we've been in London, and they're like special guests. We've had Billy Gibbons come on stage. And we've had our brushes with total classic rock iconic greatness, you know. I always think, like, wow, if I could get, like, you know, Eddie Van Halen and Kirk Hammett on the same bill, that would be pretty amazing.
Oh, that would be. Now, I'm curious to know, do you ever feel like maybe Eddie's not jumping on board your tour because of your close relationship with Sammy Hagar?
No, I mean, that might be something he's thinking about now, but I started asking him back in, you know, 96.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't really get together with Sam until 2008, 2009. So, no, I do, you know, I respect these players when they decide they don't want to get involved in something like a G3. Because not every musician is comfortable standing next to someone who might be better than them on any given night, you know. Mm. I just happen to have that weird, what would you call it? I don't know. That part of my personality that just wants to live in that dangerous musical area where, you know, I really have to be my best, because this person I'm standing next to might actually be better than me, and people will notice it. You know, that's the kind of thing, like in show business, your managers always keep you separated because they want to protect your image. But I always thought, you know, I don't think the audience really cares one way or the other. They just want to have
a good time
and see a great show. So why don't I think like I'm a fan? And so that's really how one of the reasons why I really pushed to get the G3 thing started, because I wanted to be challenged by really great players who just happened to be my friends. And we knew that it would be the best, most friendly form of competition ever.
This past Friday, you released your new album, What Happens Next. Tell me a little bit about your album.
Yeah, number 16 for a studio album, and I wanted to do something really different. The whole process was sort of detailed in the documentary Beyond the Supernova that my son directed and filmed. And it's sort of what he captured was the artistic turmoil of someone like myself who wanted to somehow start fresh and start new and try to create new music and detach myself from the older personality. And it was really just a process to get to the point. And I was really helped along the way by an amazing rhythm section. My good friend Chad Smith, drummer mm-hmm. from the Chili Peppers and Chicken Foot.
Yeah.
And my new best friend, Glenn Hughes, bass player from Deep Purple and a million other bands, most recently Black Country Communion, probably best known for his voice. You know, they call him the voice of rock. Mm-hmm. But I always thought he was an amazing bass player. And so I somehow talked him into being the rhythm section on the album. So the album really focuses on the three of us as a power trio. It's all instrumental. And it is what I believe is, you know, fresh, new instrumental guitar music for 2018.
Perfect. We'll definitely have to check that out. You know, a lot of musicians out there, now it's been going on for several years, say rock is dead because they don't see this new generation creating rock icons like yourself or Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page. So do you believe the new music of today has the staying power that, you know, the classic rockers do of today?
I think if you write a great melody, it will endure. It will rise to the top. It will find itself in the hearts and minds of the fans. So I don't worry so much about that. That's one of those things that musicians have no control over, so they shouldn't worry about it. And in other words, you can't make people like you. You can't affect, you know, where the world wants to go. So don't chase it, because I don't think your fans want you to chase what's hip, what's happening, you know. Mm-hmm. They just want you to be yourself. They want you to be original.
Are you planning on doing anything this year with Sammy Hagar? I know, you know, you've been trying to convince him to work on something with you for a while, but I don't know if it's actually going to go through this year.
Yeah, I have a really good feeling about it. I know that myself and Mike Anthony and Chad Smith are looking at some interesting periods where, you know, there'll be a few months where we've got nothing else to do, and we're all thinking that, well, this is the perfect time to do a Chicken Foot record. So, and I know Sam's got his calendar wide open as well, because he told me a few months ago that's what he wanted to do this year, was to do a new record. So I'm really hopeful that it's going to happen.
So Sammy's calendar's wide open, even though Van Halen has a 40th anniversary this year?
You know, that is just one of those crazy things, because, you know, I'm a Van Halen fan, and so I'd love to see Sam and Dave get together with the brothers and Mike and do a really good reunion. I mean, I think they could do it with everybody. I think, you know, Wolfie and Mike could mm-hmm. play the bass, and I think Sammy and Dave could both be singing.
I mean, oh, yeah.
It would be an amazing tour for the fans. It would be terrible for Chickenfoot.
But it'd be great for you, because you could watch them.
I'm kind of torn, you know, because as a fan, like, I'd love to see it, but as a member of Chickenfoot, I know it would screw things up, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. With everything going on in the world, I do have to ask you about what happened over the weekend. I don't know if you have a close tie with anyone from Hawaii. It personally affected me, because my mom was in Hawaii when the missile crisis happened, but I wanted to hear some of your thoughts on what's going on in the world right now.
Well, you know, I've often thought that I'm a fan of history, and I realize that a lot of things that happen in the world come down to silly mistakes and errors, and what better example than somebody pushing the wrong button and there not being any recourse for them available to undo it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in Hawaii. A button was pushed by accident, and there was no delete or undo available to that person to rescind it, and so they scrambled to figure out a way mm-hmm. to get people to realize that the missile alert was sent out in error. It's crazy to think that the world could plunge into chaos by just a glitch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I always feel eventually that you know, good will prevail. People with goodness in their heart have to be vigilant and active, you know, to keep the world on a good course.
Anything else you'd like to add? Anything we should look out for in the coming year?
We'll bring what happens next to North America probably two or three times, as well as Europe, South America, Asia, Australia, New Zealand. So we go around and round. So if people miss us this time around with the G3, we'll definitely come back around within the next year, I think. So we're actively putting together that tour right now.
We look forward to seeing you at the Fox Theater coming up January 21st. And we're excited to see you with John Petrucci and Phil Collin from Def Leppard. Real quick, any plans for that night? Any special songs you plan to throw out there on stage?
Well, we've been trying a lot of different ones. The other night in Oakland, we did Highway Star by Deep Purple. That's just insane with the three of us playing. And then we had a special guest, Neil Sean, who came out, and we did Stevie Wonder Superstition, mm-hmm. and then we did a classic G3 track called Going Down. I know in Vegas, the 6 a.m. guitarist, DJ Asper, is going to jump on stage. In L.A., I'm sure there'll be a lot of crazy guests. Those things always happen, and they happen even more on the G3, so you never know what's going to happen.
Ooh.
I guess I should mention that the movie is going to be on Access TV starting in March. Yeah, Beyond the Supernova. Yeah.
We'll definitely have to look for that. Well, thank you again for doing this interview today, and like I said, we're going to be out there on January 21st at the Fox Theater.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you, Beth.